The Guardian.
The most senior American general in Iraq, David Petraeus, reported to Congress on the status of the war in Iraq yesterday. It was his first face-to-face with politicians on Capitol Hill since September. But interest was sharpened by the fact that the three main presidential candidates sit on the committees General Petraeus was briefing. Many Americans will have been more interested in how they squared up to the general than in what he had to say. The Guardian's Washington correspondent, Suzanne Goldenberg, spoke to me from a Senate corridor.
Petraeus is facing a far more skeptical committee than he did 6 months ago in his last appearance before the Senate. Once again, he's saying that the surge of U.S. forces is working, but he's not able to guarantee that it's actually going to produce political reconciliation or that it would make America safer. And as time goes by, even Republican senators are not willing to, you know, that's not a strong enough message for even Republican senators.
And all ears were tuned into what the presidential candidates had to say to him. John McCain was the first to square up to the general. What was his thrust?
Well, absolutely. Now, John McCain has basically staked his presidential campaign on his support for the war in Iraq. It might seem a strange course of action. The war remains deeply unpopular. But McCain used his time today on the Armed Services Committee to sort of say that success can be achieved in Iraq by keeping the troops there, and that it would be wrong and reckless and almost, he seemed to say, even unpatriotic to support a withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq.
And with security in Iraq having improved somewhat since the surge, how much understanding for that position is there amongst American voters?
Well, very little. And in fact, today's proceedings are dominated by the fighting in Basra earlier this month. That has made it much more difficult for Petraeus to argue his case. There's a lot of concern here today in the committee about new violence with Shia, against Shia, about, you know, opening up a new front there. So that while there might be greater security in Baghdad, while the threat of al-Qaeda in Iraq might be receding, you now have the greater prospect of violence between Shia groups.
And so what did Hillary Clinton have to say?
Well, Hillary Clinton, despite the warning from John McCain, gave a very strong call for withdrawal from Iraq. She said, you know, that Petraeus had come in 6 months ago urging patience, saying that there would come a point where he would admit that the war was not worth its cost in blood and treasure. And now she was asking him to say much more clearly than he ever has before, when would that point come? When would he at last acknowledge that the war in Iraq was not worth the price in human lives and in financial terms? And he did not give a clear answer to that.
And with several more months to go before the presidential election, how high on the agenda do you think the issue of Iraq is going to stay for voters?
Well, right now, this week, attention is on Iraq. But in general, Americans seem to be much more concerned over the last period of time with the economy, with the home lending crisis, with the sense that the economy could be heading into recession. John McCain would like to keep the conversation focused on national security. That would suit him as a candidate who has been in the armed forces, who was a prisoner of war in Vietnam. But in general, the mood of the country seems to be much more focused on the faltering economy rather than the war in Iraq.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.